COVID cases are falling fast in the U.S. 96,000 new cases yesterday. That's down a third from a month ago. So, crossing my fingers as I ask this, are we turning a corner here? Our next guest suggests that with a few interventions, we might be able to. Dr. Lena Wen is back with us. She's an emergency physician and professor of public health at the George Washington University, and she's on Skype. Hi, Dr. Wen.
Hi, Scott. Great to join you.
Good to have you again. Now, you have a new opinion piece in the Washington Post with three big bullet points. And number one is vaccine for kids. One out of every four infections these days is in this group, right?
That's right. And I wrote this op-ed because I think we need a level set and accept that COVID-19 is here with us for the foreseeable future. But that doesn't mean that we have to live in a state of crisis where COVID dominates every decision. Ideally, we're able to reach a high enough level of vaccination across the country so that we can suppress infections. But even if we can't, I really believe we can get to a place where the pandemic is no longer the top consideration for everything when it comes to school and travel and work with three things. And the first is we really do have to have vaccines for younger children, because if we don't, there are a lot of parents, including me and my husband, who have two young kids, who are living as if we are unvaccinated. We're living with that much caution because of our children.
Right. And what is the potential timing here on vaccines being available for kids age 5 to 11 and for kids under 5 eventually?
Yeah, so the FDA has announced that they are meeting October 26th to look at the authorization for children in the 5 to 11 age group. Now, the CDC is not meeting until early November, and so I would say that at this point, the earliest that the vaccines could be available for this age group, for 5 and older, is probably early November. Pfizer has also said that they will have data for the 6 months and above by the end of the year, and so I think we're looking at early 2022 for authorization for all kids 6 months and older. And in the meantime, the best thing that adults can do to keep our children safe is to get vaccinated ourselves.
All right. And that's to prevent as many cases going forward, as you're describing, to get COVID down to this manageable thing in society. We know, of course, that we will see some cases with more than 40% of Americans not fully vaccinated, and with the breakthrough cases. And that takes us to Lena Wen point number two. COVID-19 treatments, where are we?
Yeah, so this is really important. And actually, just this morning, Merck announced that they are applying for emergency use authorization for an oral outpatient pill, for this pill, this antiviral called molnupiravir. And it's actually really important because, first of all, as you mentioned, there are people who are unvaccinated and who probably are not going to get vaccinated despite our best efforts. We want these individuals not to die, and we also don't want our hospitals to be overwhelmed. And according to Merck, their pill reduces the likelihood of hospitalization or death by 50%. So that's very important for the unvaccinated. But to your point, even for those who are vaccinated, people still can get breakthrough infections. And even though molnupiravir has not yet been tested in vaccinated individuals, I would hope that it will be at some point, so that individuals who are diagnosed early on in the course of their illness, even if they're vaccinated, can also take this to prevent progression to severe disease. Now, I do want to mention that first, this is not a replacement for a vaccine. Let's think about prevention as being the best medicine. Having the vaccine prevents you from getting COVID in the first place. And so oral treatment is not meant to be do that instead of getting vaccinated. But I do think that it's an important tool in our arsenal and really important to change the outlook of COVID from what otherwise would be a death sentence for many people.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're the one pronouncing this pill here, which has just come out. Your last point is better data to see where the virus is lurking, because half the cases we know are in people without symptoms. And that takes us to point number three, testing. So what are you prescribing here as far as testing?
Yeah, we really need widespread rapid testing that is so widely available that every American is able to get tested twice a week. This is not a pipe dream. This is actually what other countries are doing. The United Kingdom is providing free tests to all families up to twice a week if they wish. Singapore, Japan, they have tests available in ubiquitous vending machines across the country. The Biden administration has announced that they are quadrupling the rapid testing capability by the end of the year, which is fantastic. But I still don't think it gets us close to where we need to be. And by the way, Early rapid testing is also really important for early treatment. Molnupiravir and other treatments like it only work if you're diagnosed early. And so if you have to be waiting 2 to 3 days for your results to come back, that also you're also not going to be able to get the early treatment benefit as well. And so we're pretty far off from this, but I hope that it becomes the norm for kids to get tested before going to school, or for families and friends before getting together, even for dinner parties, for people to get tested right before.
Yeah, well, we'll see where this goes. You do write about potentially getting to a point where people can be tested twice a week. That is Dr. Lena Wen, emergency physician and professor at George Washington University. Thanks, doctor, as always.
Thank you.